Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
What's going on? And welcome to the Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm Waiver Wire Queen. Today we are going to discuss must-add players week 14 in fantasy basketball. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and you are sharing the content with all of your friends who just love fantasy basketball. And make sure that you tune in to the podcast on all major podcasting platforms. Let's jump right into it, y'all. Some of these guys will be short-term ads, and I'll again let you know, and some will be long-term. Alec Burks, I've talked about him several times throughout this season. He's always been a player that I really loved adding in previous seasons because he was just one of those low-key, sneaky, under-the-radar guys that pretty much helped your team off the bench. Right now, Rose isn't playing. Reddish is out. They just traded for him. And again, Kemba has missed a few games. And again, if you listened previously, when Kemba Walker went on that stretch of games where he was lighting it up, you traded for him. Sell high. You did. Well, you sold high on Kemba Walker. Alec Burks has been very consistent over the last several weeks. He had a little stint where it was kind of up and down, and sometimes that happens with Tibbs. But right now with these guys out, Alec Burks is a must add, not a short-term add, must add. Kemba Walker, for me, it's going to be inconsistent throughout the remainder of the season because of the knee issues. Rose, he's most likely going to be able to come back, right? And we hope he's going to play at a high level. Nonetheless, Tibbs cannot turn his back on Alec Burks. He's been playing very, very well. Right now, he is rostered in over 53% of leagues. And for a league that is points-based, he's going to get you between 21 and 23 on a nightly basis. Right now, over the last week or so, that has increased to almost 28 plus, because who's going to score the ball outside of you got Randall, of course, but you need somebody else, right? You got Burks, and he's been playing very, very well. So if you can pick him up, because he's only owned at 53%, you do so, and you keep him on your bench. Don't just release him because he may have an off night. Just remember that he is a guy who is getting the opportunity because several players are out. So consider him. Let's talk about Lance Stephenson, guard slash forward with the Pacers. Did anyone think he was going to play back in the NBA again? Hell to the no, not me. Wait for our queen. No, you didn't think of it. But guess what? He is. And obviously he's on the team who he's just one of those players who should have been a career-long Pacer, and he's getting the minutes. It's going to be up and down for me. It's going to be inconsistent, wild, hit or miss at times with him, but he can be a really good at spot starts. He's rostered right now at 33% of leagues, and in a points-based league, 16 to 18 points. And if you know anything about Stephenson, he is a stat stuffer. He's going to rebound. He's going to get you some steals, assists, score the ball. He's going to do a bunch of things, and you know, they have a lot going on out there in the Pacers with players in and out of the lineup. Again, I don't see this as a long-term ad, but he's a player that you can definitely check for right now in spot start situations. And again, I will stress this to you. It's hit or miss with him. This is why I haven't really recommended him, but he has been playing well the last few games. But again, keep in mind, it will be a hit or miss situation with Lance. But nonetheless, try him, maybe even in DFS. Let's talk about Gallinari. I mentioned him last week. I'm going to mention him again because the opportunity is there. They traded Cam. Collins is still out. Although Hunter is back, Gallinari will at least come off the bench and help the team in that role once everyone comes back. He's going to be inconsistent. Let's keep it 100. He has been inconsistent the last few seasons, and a lot of their players out there in Atlanta have been inconsistent because, hell, they keep drafting the same type of player, and it's like, try something else. Stop drafting players at the same position, because now who's going to play? You don't know who you want to play. It's going to be inconsistent. So the move for Cam, I really love that move for him. And I love the move for Gallinari, because maybe it'll give him more playing time. And right now he is playing more because Collins, again, is still out. Right now he's only rostered in 30% of leagues. With Gallinari, you know he's going to score the ball and get you some rebounds, shooting 40% from threes, which is really good. So in a categories-based league, if he is starting, in which he continues to play very well, and in a spot start situation, he can be a player who can help you with threes. If you're struggling and you are looking out there and there's no one else who can help you on that night, he can, because 40% from threes is really, really good. Season averages, even though he has been consistent, 9.7 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, 1.4 assists. So even though he's inconsistent, he still has put up solid numbers in a bench role. And right now, again, those stats have been inconsistent since he is playing more due to other players being out and the availability to produce more is there, but there are times where he has played extremely well, which is why even in DFS, he's a player to check for. Salary is not high at all, and he can help your team. Strictly points-based league, but if you are specifically looking for a player one night to help with the threes, then you can check for him there. 17 to 19 fantasy points per game on the season. That has increased slightly. So if you are struggling and need help, he can help you. Just take a chance on him and know that once Collins returns, you'll see his role kind of decrease and his minutes will go down. But we got to wait and see when Collins returns. So again, what do? We're going to use those players until they are no longer useful to our team. And then we move on. Right now, he can be of help. He can help your team. So add him to help your team, and that is DFS as well. DeAndre Hunter, that's right. My biggest concern or biggest issue with him is health. He can never stay healthy, which is why it's so hard to say, well, oh, take him, because you just never know. He can't stay healthy. But nonetheless, with Cam being traded, that frees up more time for him, in my opinion. He's definitely going to benefit the most. And what you're going to get from him is some scoring, some rebounding, and he's going to play solid defense, which means he's most likely going to help you with steals and blocks at times. He's rostered in 43% of leagues. If he was a player that was healthy, his percentage at being rostered would be extremely higher. But right now, with players being injured, players in a protocol, low management, some teams just can't afford to have a player like Hunter just sitting on their bench because he's hurt, because you may be in a league that does not have an IL slot. If you are in a league that does not have at least two of those slots, I encourage you to holler at your commissioner and tell them they need to add those slots. And one slot is like a slap in the face. A minimum of two will do. And I say it like that. Tell them Waiver Wire Queen said, a minimum of two will do. That's what I'm talking about. But again, with him, very solid young player. What, last two games, 20 points, 15 points. Again, he's going to score the ball and play solid defense for your team. So 43% is extremely low, but for the circumstances and everything that we're dealing with, I get it. But if he continues to play well like this, his percentage at being roster is going to jump up. Possibly next week, he may be in the 60s. But if you have a chance to pick him up, because I think out of all the players I'm recommending on this list, he will be the best pickup if he can remain healthy. So if he is able to remain healthy, it will be the best ad for you this week in fantasy basketball. So check for him, okay? Amir Coffey, guard/forward with the Clippers. Man hasn't played very well. He's been so inconsistent, and it looks like Coffee has took a step ahead of him in that rotation. He has played very well over the last few games. The last week, averaging over 13 points, 5 rebounds, which is really good. He's rostered at 31%, which is low, but he's not a long-term add. Once you start seeing Paul George return, he still may have a role, but it won't be anywhere near to what the opportunity is that he has right now. So short term, this is very, very short term. So don't get crazy and keep him on your team once you start seeing Paul George return and maybe even Kawhi, and these guys are playing at their highest level. This young man's minutes will decrease, and he will be a player that you should release. But right now, he's playing very well. Last game, had 4 steals in the game. So again, that's telling me that he's going to score the ball a little bit, get you a few rebounds, and some steals. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to get what we can. So I recommend him in a points-based league, because I don't feel like he's doing anything well enough to be recommended in a categories-based league. And it at times may be hit or miss with him, but you can be confident in the fact that, man, his minutes have kind of decreased because this young man is playing much better than him. Last 4 games, averaging over 23 fantasy points. So keep that in mind in a points-based league. If you're looking for a player and you're like, I don't have anyone, and he's out there, pick him up. He can help you. Even if it's for one game, because you have some managers who are taking that approach. I'm going to add this player today, release him tomorrow. I'm not a big fan of that approach, but a lot of teams are desperate still, with players being in and out of the lineup for various reasons, and this is what we have. So this is what we have to work with. And, I mean, it is what it is out here in these fantasy basketball streets. You got to do what you got to do. If that's a strategy for you and that's going to help you win the week, you do what you have to do, because the ultimate goal is to be the last team standing at the end of the season, because that would mean you would have won your league. And that's what we're trying to do. Now, let's talk about Nasir Little, guard with the Trailblazers. This is going to be a short-term add. You got McCollum back. You know that Dame is out. Simons, he may return tonight. He had a death in the family. Condolences to him and his family. And he was listed as personal for tonight as well. Missed the last game. And we'll see if he plays. But nonetheless, Nasir Little is playing very well. Powell is still in the protocol. So right now that means increased minutes for Little. Has been very inconsistent this season. And once Powell comes back, he still will have a role, but not a role that would warrant you to keep him on your roster. But for right now, you can add him because of the opportunity that is available to him, and he should be able to help your team. He's averaging 9.5 points on the season and 5.6 rebounds per game, which is really good. However, you need to keep in mind that once you start seeing Powell return, that's a sign that you need to move on from Little. And then again, if Dame was to show back up this season, then you definitely know that, okay, Little is not a player that I should roster in my league, because there'll be other players who are going to have the opportunity. And those are the guys that I want on my roster. He's rostered at 18% in leagues, 20 to 22 fantasy points. So keep all of that in mind when you are making your decisions, and know that right now he has the opportunity. When you have the opportunity, we want players who are given the opportunity when we're looking for players to replace our guys who are injured or in the protocol or whatever is going on. So consider Little. Facundo Campazzo. I talked about him last week, and I talked about how great Monty Morris had been playing throughout the season. So Morris was definitely going to take his spot back. Well, Morris has played okay. It hasn't been really great, and that could be for several factors, you know, being out for several games and then conditioning issues and whatever may be going on. You may lose a rhythm. It happens. Well, right now, Facundo is playing better. At first, they were playing the same amount of minutes, but Facundo right now is seeing the majority of the minutes, and he's playing very, very, very well. And that's who we want to go with right now. I actually dropped Monty Morris for someone else. Maybe I'll take a look at him in another week or so to see if he has recaptured that magic he had earlier in the season. But right now, Facundo is the guy I want out of these two. And I'm going to say, to me, it's short term, but it can be hit or miss because, again, if Monty Morris does not recapture that magic, then they should continue to utilize Facundo. But if Monty Morris gets back on track, then I would prefer Morris. But right now, because we take things one day at a time with all that is going on, we want Facundo. He's rostered in only 17% of Yahoo leagues, which means you have a high chance to pick him up. So if you can, and if nothing else, you just may need him for one game, he's going to produce well. That he's going to perform for your team. 18 points, 12 assists, 14 steals in the last game. Very, very good. Okay. Double-double is what you see when you think of that. Oh, wow. 18 points, 12 assists. That is excellent. That is what we want from a player. We're just looking to fill a role just maybe on one night. And guess what? He can fill that void for you if you are struggling. And think about it. If you are in a categories-based league and you played him and he got you 12 assists, that helped you in that specific categories of assists if you were struggling. So just know that he's going to score the ball and assist the ball. So I would feel confident in any format, whether that is a categories-based league or a points-based league. So for right now, it's Facundo over Monty until Monty can recapture that magic. And we hope he does. You know, let's talk about Seti Osman, forward with the Cavs, has been playing very well as of late. He's shooting over 40% from threes, which is very good. So in a spot start, if you need someone to help you out with threes in a categories based league, he's definitely going to help your 3-point percentage. So you can check for him in that capacity. He's only rostered in 13% of leagues. He has been playing very well, and so he's going to continue to play. Rondo is dealing with a hamstring issue, so that may mean more minutes for Osman. You know, Rubio is not playing. So the goal for the Cavs is to continue to play well enough to make the playoffs. They have surprised everyone this year, and they're going to play the players who have the hot hand and who have been playing well. And he has been, so he deserves to continue to see the minutes. And as long as he's going to see the minutes, DFS categories when it comes to the 3-point percentage, and again, between 19 and 21 fantasy points throughout the season. And he's good and definitely a points-based league, and specifically for the categories-based league for the 3-point percentage. And again, you can just look at him as a player who may help you one night, because that may be all it takes for you to win a week. You don't want to neglect any night, okay? Because it's going to be from Monday to Sunday. We don't neglect any night, because that may be the difference between you losing week or winning. And the goal is for us to win. We don't want our opponent to win. We're trying to win. So if Osman has to play for your team one night, he's most likely going to produce whatever you are looking for out of him. If it's the points, you can guarantee that he's going to at least get you a minimum of 20. And then if you are in a categories-based league and it's just the 3-point percentage, he is a guarantee to help your team. Some other players to consider is Malik Monk. He's still out there. Rajon Rondo, I believe, once that hamstring is healthy enough, he will come back and play very well. He started out playing very well for them and is filling that Ricky Rubio role. So once that hamstring is healthy again, I think he'll take on that role. Please keep in mind that, you know, he's dealing with the hamstring injury, and you already know how those hamstrings tend to be. They are very tricky and can have a player out for several weeks. So if you are in a deep league and you can afford to stash him on your bench to just help you once in a while, I think he'll be good, because again, he was playing very well prior to suffering the hamstring injury. But if I had to choose between Rondo and Monk, I would go with Monk, because Monk is playing exceptionally well right now, and I want the player that's currently playing. So check for any of these guys on this list And we will revisit some of these players Tuesday and talk about more players that you should consider adding on Tuesday. Y'all make sure you subscribe to the channel and hit the like button. Leave some comments on what material you would love to hear. And y'all have a great day. And oh, again, remember to check out the podcast on all platforms that are hosting podcasts, because we have more content on our podcasting platform for you. Y'all be safe. Have a great weekend. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about The Score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.